Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back,
and it came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach Lane, a rattlesnake, spin straight facts, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
for them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
when they making noise.
What? Yeah, we're back. Lewis and Zach coming to attack. We're not black. Thank God we're not black. What? Yeah, what?
What's up, boys? It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things. Late, you know, it's okay. Sometimes it happens. If you guys are Gas Digital subscribers, you would just be hanging out waiting for the show to go. What a fun time we're all having in the chat right now. What's up, Zach?
How you doing, buddy?
International superstar Zach Amico here. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Is this the first show we've done since Christmas?
No, I just felt like saying it again.
Okay, why not? Why not? Happy New Year, guys. Last show of the year. Last show of the year, boys. Bruh, bruh, bruh. Shout out to everyone in the race live chat, GasDigital.com. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or elsewhere, go subscribe to Gas Digital. Get pre-release. Get access to the races live chat. Get access to the uncensored and ad-free versions of all of our shows. And also, you guys get a bonus episode every Friday. I told Shannon to stop bleeping all the F words in the show. I listened back to an episode and I was like, this is fucking unlistenable.
Which one?
So we were bleeping like every curse word for YouTube because we kept on getting age restricted. But then I was talking to the Legion of Skanks team and they only bleep the rapes and the fucks and the nigs and the retards and all that shit. So we're only going to bleep those moving forward.
Cool.
So if you want to hear all those words, folks, you got to subscribe to Gas Digital.
Faggot bitch.
Yeah, say that. One of those words were bleep. One of them weren't.
Oh, damn.
See?
Damn.
Incredible show plan today. You know him and love him from the Durag and Deer Tag podcast. The great Drew Montana back on the fucking show.
Yes. Happy to be here.
Also from her very popular podcast, Only Feehans, ladies and gentlemen, the great Karen Feehan back on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Girl?
Happy to be here.
What are you so low energy for? Be energetic.
I'm just like really comfortable. I'm in my divine feminine right now.
Your divine feminine? Does that mean
she's
you're
smoking
going
weed again?
Are you going through menopause? Is that what that means?
She never gives menopause.
I'm starting hot.
Starting hot, boys. Shout out to everyone on the race live chat. Karsten, Mark Torres. I think that's a dick shape with a bunch of letters. Spickless Cage, Mr. Treasy, Lev is gay, Loose Asshole. I'm sorry, Lev's gay as fuck. Lots of fun people in the racist live chat, as always. Look, everyone's joining in right now, doing nudes of Kim Congdon. This is great. Deep fakes, all good stuff, guys. Anyway, if you guys, I'm sorry that I was late today, guys. I'm very sorry. Today, it actually wasn't my fault.
What were you doing?
I left my house. I went for a run right before I left. Fucking, I'm on my fitness kick. Fucking crushing it. Getting huge. Went for a run, got it in 35 minutes, bang, right? I looked at my GPS. It said it was going to take me 40 minutes to get in today. No traffic.
What time, if we're starting at noon, what time did you leave for the run?
I left for the run, I would say,
like
at
that,
10:40.
10:40. And it
had a 35-minute run. So, yeah, I was done with it.
And it takes you over 30 minutes to get here, right?
So it was going to take me 40 minutes. I was leaving myself exactly enough time.
Right.
Which Zach knows is my favorite thing in the world to do.
Yeah.
Lewis needs to create
chaos.
The pressure. It's like the show 24.
Yeah.
Lewis needs everything a minute by minute.
Yeah.
I like living in that, but it stresses me out so bad.
Him too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if one thing goes wrong, everything goes wrong. And that's what happened this morning. I leave my house, and as soon as I get onto the highway in Jersey, the second I get out, off like my block, I live close to that West Jersey. Everyone lives near the highway. I go to get on the highway. There's a fucking police motorcycle, and it stops me. It's just sitting there, and I was like, it literally looked like a fucking, like, I was like, oh shit, they're waiting for me. I thought I was being arrested. I was like, I don't know what I did, but the motorcycle is fucking waiting for me, and I'm the first one. And then a fucking parade of police motorcycles and police cars are going by really slow, and then I see that it's a funeral. There's a you know, a hearse.
Hearse.
I use the T.
Oh, oh, you're right. Me and Zach are doing this.
I have lots of I have lots of testosterone. So I I add T's to everything that I have. You know.
Yeah, he's hearsty.
Yeah, kiss my ass. So they they're going very slow. And the guy's waiting, and I'm sitting there going like, okay, let's fucking go. I'm sort of by the minute right now.
Right. It's like, he's dead. Like, he's not, what's the rush?
Shannon, why do they? Why do police give escorts to certain funerals? What is that?
So, I was trying to find an article about this particular one today, which I could not find. But I can give you my guess of an answer while I
Mark
look it up.
Mark Torres said, Lewis is the worst. Solid.
It was probably like a firefighter or a cop died or something.
Politician.
Dorgie, I had nothing to do with the energy because I'm screaming. I'm like, I want him to fucking die again.
Yeah.
I mean, infuriating. How dare you stop everyone's lives because this guy's life stopped?
Yeah.
Why is it, Shannon? Let's see. New York Police Department, maybe provide a police escort for... What, but this is for anybody? No, Shannon.
I'm saying like why when a cop dies, why they're giving
it's for a cop,
escort.
But it's probably a cop that died.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or a politician.
I'm literally screaming, pig, pig, die again, pig.
They probably died on Christmas.
That's tough.
Oh, that's tough.
Dude,
I was in traffic yesterday trying to come through, what is it, the Hugh Carey Tunnel. And traffic was so bad. It took me like, my ETA kept going up by like 10 minutes every 2 minutes. And it made me so mad to the point where we weren't moving. Karen kept calling me. She was like, well, are you meeting me at the stand or are you at my house? I'm like, I don't fucking know. The ETA is going up. I got so mad. It crossed my mind. I was like, I should get out of my car and just start punching other cars. And I luckily didn't do it, but I saw a Pontiac Vibe pass me and I was like, I would beat the shit out of that thing right now, dude. I would kick that thing on its fucking ankles, dude.
Doggy, nothing makes me more furious. It's the thing that really gets me going is having to wait for traffic. Then I get here and I was like, it's supposed to be 40 minutes. I hit the highway on the east side, and then it became traffic from 125th Street to Houston. Like, straight deadlock traffic the entire fucking way. Something
so
happened.
So frustrating.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm here, though. I made it. It's okay. We're going to have a great show. We're still having a full-length show. We're having our little holiday party right after this. Right, Shannon?
That's right.
Shannon, it's Secret Santa. Who'd you get for Secret Santa? Can you tell us?
Wait, is it? Can you make sure this isn't on in the lobby?
It's not.
Okay. I got Karen, our new office manager.
Karen. Yeah. I got G-Mike.
But this is like somebody that everybody knows the least, so I really had to make some guesses. Here.
She's an old black lady. You get her a bottle of Aunt Jemima syrup. Give her fucking some cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Hennessy.
A little bit of Hennessy. Maybe a can of Four Loko.
Pair of Jordans.
Yeah, dude, they always love Jordans.
A basketball.
Yeah, a pair of Timberlands, yeah. Shannon.
And shower caps. Shower caps.
Just a shower in general.
Incense.
Soap.
Jesus Christ.
If you can get her some soap, maybe some deodorant, because black people smell, Shannon. Does that have to be bleeped, saying that black people smell? I remember my son's mother got very mad at her uncle. My son's mother's from the Midwest, and her family's fucking racist as shit, and I always loved them. I got there. I was like, they're the fucking best. They're so funny.
We'll put a kid in this lady.
Yeah, and then her uncle, I remember one time, he was like, I have no problem with black people, but they smell different. And she was like, no, they don't. He was like, he would not let this go. He was like, don't tell me they don't fucking smell different. He's like, they smell different. And they do. It's not a bad thing. They use
different
products.
Yeah, but there's a scientific reason for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so blind people can hate them too.
Ah, shit. I got G-Mike. I'm just giving him $300 in cold, hard cash.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lucky draw
easy
for G-Mike.
It's supposed to be a $20 fucking mask.
That's a lot better than soap.
Yeah, it is. Think about how much soap he could buy. Right. Yeah, $300 in cold, hard cash. Everyone wants me as their Secret Santa at Christmas time. Mm. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So anyway, look, I have a great show.
Can we ask you one question about your morning?
Please.
Was the video you posted running live, or did you save it and post it on your way here?
I saved it and posted it on my way here.
Okay.
I posted it right at the end of the run. So you could actually see what time I ended my run by looking at what time I posted that video.
Okay.
And that's exact. And it was 11:15. I had 5 minutes to shower, get dressed, get in the car, and be on my way. And
right
I did.
On time.
I took a 2 minute shower, washed my face. I brushed my teeth when I got up already. Washed my face real quick. Boom. I didn't use facial moisturizer, but it's okay. And then I fucking zippity doo dot out of there.
Your skin is glowing, dog.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
You're the best. You're the fucking best, Drew. Shannon, whatever your name is. Karen, you...
What?
We lost a podcast a couple weeks ago, so now we're in the process. We're signing some new podcasts right now. We need some fresh blood. I'll announce it. I know because he's announcing it this week, too. Che Dorena Show is coming to the network. I love Che. Che's fucking hilarious. He's got a great podcast. And we're going to blow it the fuck up for him. We got a couple other conversations I'm having right now. We won't discuss who they're with because that's not official yet. But I'm trying to pitch Karen Feehan to bring her fucking old podcast back with Micah Fox, Shame On, which was, first of all, I conceptualized it. I came up with the name. It's a great idea.
Yeah. I was on a TV show, Fat Shaming a Lady. That was where it birthed.
That was what it came. That was the inspiration. Right. You shame people and you're mean and you're a bitch. And Mike is awful too. You guys are both little fucking monsters. And they had this great podcast that where it would be black people, fat people, white people, men, and they would pick a different person to shame, and they'd bring the guests in and they would just trash them the whole show. It was fucking great. Great show. It ended because me and Karen had broken up and she was trying to Me Too me or something. I don't remember exactly
the
details.
That's a crazy thing to say.
That never happened. They were using words like aggressive and fucking. They were using crazy bitch words.
You were yelling at me all the time. During
the peak of the Me Too era, these bitches were using crazy words.
This is going to end horribly.
He's a liar.
Did you ever notice people use the same words for Lewis they use for pit bulls? Why you shouldn't have one.
I know. It depends on its owner.
Yeah, bad owner. Yeah. But there's generational trauma there. Like, they remember what happened to their parents.
Of course.
Karen, is there any path to getting Shame On back? I think it's such a great idea to bring it back. I texted you and Micah, and you guys are both being very coy about it. They're making jokes. They're not really answering. Just be, this problem with women. They can't just be straight fucking
read
forward.
Read the text. What are you talking about? They're very straightforward answers.
Oh, she said if you give us $1,000 each per episode.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It's insane.
The problem with texting ladies in a group message, if you're the only guy, they're having an entire separate conversation by themselves.
They are.
And then they're just reporting back what they want to say to you.
Mike and I just start trolling Lewis, though. We can't help it. He's like, is there any path to do it? And I just sent him the path schedule this morning. You didn't like it?
It was terrible. I don't want the show anymore. I decided.
She walked the dog this morning and then came inside. She was like, I just sent Lewis a picture of the path schedule.
Oh, she was really proud of
it. She was pumped about that one.
I thought it was good.
Is there any path? I think this is a great...
I don't understand that question. Genuinely, what are you doing?
Should I be pursuing? Should I be even spending any more
Karen,
effort?
There's a fork in the road.
I also looked up that poem, The Road Less Traveled By. I was going to send you that at first.
Robert Frost?
Yeah, but I didn't know if it was the right reading level. Of course, there's a path. There's a path.
You'd be down. Can I be honest? Karen said to me, because I asked her a couple weeks ago about this, she said if Micah was down, she'd be down.
Yeah. Micah wasn't. There's another time you tried to bring it back, and Micah wasn't into it.
Yeah, but it might have just been a timing.
And what happened to Micah today? You invited Micah.
Invited Micah to the show. She's like, I have a day job.
And then Lewis goes to the group text, first Shame On episode, people with day jobs.
Hell yeah. That was a sick joke. Way better than your fucking path joke. Holy shit.
Did you even look at the schedule? Lewis.
So I think it'd be great. I think the fans, look, right now, everyone in the Racist Live chat, They're clamoring. They're so excited.
Give me one example.
That'd be another good name for that podcast.
Clam jamming. This is fucking smash.
Yeah, scissor.
You guys scissor on every episode. The end of every episode, you guys scissor.
That's $1,000 and up.
That's easy. Behind the paywall, though, the scissor part.
I really like that. But look, we have a lot of stuff going on. I really want to make it happen. I think Shame On was a great show.
What did I say? What's more straightforward than I said I just want a set schedule, no booking responsibilities, and cover my Ubers.
We could probably figure it out.
Cover my Ubers, because I'm afraid of the train.
It's going to be Uber shared, though.
I show up with other people.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going to shame these other losers took
we're shaming
Uber
the
with.
Uber driver today.
You're just in the Uber. Do you believe in life after love?
Lewis Kern, the Race Live Chat, says you should call it, you guys should call it Old Cunts. Okay. Revolting Blob says, call it Smelly Clams. Okay, guys, come on. These aren't, but they do want the show. They just, a rose by any other name still smells a sweet.
Fucking punch yourself.
A cunt by any other name still smells like cunt.
I mean, it's just sometimes you wonder what you can do because you need to find a human being that represents all of these things. we're going to shame.
A human being, Zach? A human beanbag chair? He's right here.
Beanbag chair. Yeah.
I prefer human jelly bean, but you know.
Why not? You know, it's okay. All right, so let's get it. We have a great show planned today. We have a lot to talk about. We're just fucking rolling, by the way, folks. I'm very excited.
I have a hard out at one.
I have a hard on right now. Come on, folks. Come on. Come on. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigars, Zach, because they give you exactly that, cigars in small batches.
Yep, there's free shipping on every order, and almost every order comes within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. It comes with the Bovita pack, so everything's super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars.
Yeah, I mean, if you have specific cigars that you have, they probably have a small batch cigar. If you guys don't really know much about cigars, they have a great section where it's where they show all of the new arrivals, and you can really just search for the things that you guys would like. I love it because they send me a box, and I really love the cigars that they send. I wouldn't call myself a cigar aficionado at all, but it's nice to just have a cigar in the house. You have a couple of really beautiful cigars, and if you have a friend over, you just go on the back porch, smoke one. It's what men do. You like to bond. It's like having a bottle of wine in your house. You should always have a bottle of wine. You should always have a couple cigars in the house. The Bovita packs are huge. They say super fresh. I'll tell you right now, we love Small Batch Cigar, and you will as well. Just go to smallbatchcigar.com and use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off your order, and you're going to get 5% rewards points today. Go there right now. Great way to start the new year. Get a couple cigars to come to your house. Smoke in the new year. Celebrate your life. Do all that stuff. Smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we? Shannon, we have a lot. It's the end of the year show. It's the last show of the year, so we have certain things you want to talk about, obviously. yeah, let's...
like what?
Well, Shannon put here celebrity deaths. This is very Shannon-y type topic.
Oh, we're supposed to guess. Jimmy Carter.
Who died this year?
O.J. Simpson.
Jimmy Carter dying is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, he was 100.
I thought he was dead 30 years ago.
When they wheeled him out at whatever that event was. Yeah. I thought that
he was like a corpse.
I thought that was his funeral.
Didn't somebody else die at 100 recently?
The Queen? Didn't the Queen die?
She wasn't exactly 100, though, right? No, there was somebody who was exactly, was it B. Arthur or one of these bitches? One of the Golden Girls, I think, died.
Betty White.
Oh, yeah.
No, she was 99. It was supposed to be her 100th
right.
birthday.
Right, she just missed
people,
it.
And she died as it was coming out.
Yeah.
Damn, almost made it. Would you want to live to 100?
If they can figure out some more like science shit by then, like if they can like reverse it, and I can still like be outside, you know what I mean? But I don't want to ever be like a wheelchair 100.
Yeah, but maybe you kind of would, right? Unless you're in like a wild amount of pain. I mean, I do think about death every single day, and I do feel like walking toward the light every time I go to sleep. I'm like, just don't wake up.
No, how nice that's crazy.
That how nice would that be just to not wake up, dude? I slept 7.5 hours straight last night. Do you know how nice that was?
That's
imagine
really
eternity.
Good.
And a half an hour guy.
I liked it, folks.
Are you taking magnesium?
I am taking magnesium at night. I'm taking my sleepy time tea with the valerian root.
I've been taking a Via gummies. You can get some Via gummies with promo code DURAG and deer tag.
They're sponsors on my podcast.
Via gummies.
Don't use DURAG deer tag sponsorship.
Fight.
Yeah, Via gummies are dope, though. They really are good.
They are.
What do? They make you sleep?
They have a couple sleeping ones. They have non-THC ones. They have THC ones. This is not even an ad read on today's show. It's not even on this show. It's on the regs. So we're not, you know, fuck Via gummies. They pay to be here, we're not promoting them.
I want creatine gummies. Do you want one of these? It's pomegranate.
No sugar.
Yeah, no, I don't too much sugar.
You're not doing any sugar at all?
It was my son's birthday yesterday. We fucking went out to, I mean, amazing, dude, this place, Rumba Cubano, rules.
What'd you guys do for the birthday?
We went to Dave and Buster's.
Nice.
Brought his best friend, his two cousins. You know, the kids are just fucking playing. Dude, this was wild, dude. So James and his best friend are 12. And they're, you know, they win all their coupons at Dave and Buster's. And then I watched it happen, dude. I saw these two girls. And they were older. They must have been 14 years old, these girls, right? And these, because they were much taller than them. Like James is very tall. So James is about as tall as them, but his friend's a little bit of a shorty. And these girls, I saw them walk up to James and his friend and start talking to them. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, there you go. And I'm just kind of sitting back, right? And then I see them talking. Like the girls like walk away, and then I see James and his friend talking. And then they're like counting their tickets and they're fucking, and they're trying to figure something out. And I'm like, what's going on? And then James is like, Dad, these girls are convincing Jesse to buy them things in the
gold digger. Gold digger.
I was like, what? I was like, that's it. And I didn't want to like interject and be like, don't or do it. I was like, you gotta learn your own fucking.
You gotta figure that out.
You gotta figure that path out on your own.
Yeah.
But this kid was about to buy these bitches a little fucking bell. And I was like, you know, I was like, wow, these girls are starting young.
Dude, the last time I went to Dave & Buster's, I only had enough tickets where, you know, I like.
He couldn't buy the 14-year-old a bell.
Yeah, I couldn't get the 14-year-old anything.
No. How many tickets for the 14-year-old?
I had enough where the only thing I could afford was a Chinese finger trap. And then I put it on the
How
way
bad
out.
Are you at Dave & Buster's games? You got 10 tickets?
Dude, it was like 100 tickets. But. So I got the Chinese finger trap and I put it on.
Chinese finger trap, Joyang Summers?
Yeah, I wish.
Zhao Ying.
Whatever.
I'm so retarded. I didn't know that if you push it together, it like that's how you get your fingers
so
out.
So you unlock it.
Right. So I was just stuck in it and I'm like on my way out. And the girl I was dating at the time, this is like a year ago. And so I'm like stuck on the way out and I'm like, I can't figure this out. And then this.
Can't finger this out.
Right. And then this black dude from across the bar, he's like, yo, Drew. Or no, he called me Bobby. He called me the wrong name. He's like, yo, Bobby. And he, like, came up to me. And it was this dude that I, like, went to college with. But he tried to, like, give me, like, the cool black guy handshake. And I was just stuck like this.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, brother, I wish this was different circumstances that we saw each other.
And you then, have to, like, hide it, you yeah. know, under your coat. Like, oh, I can't.
I don't think black guys know about Chinese finger traps either. So he's like, the fuck's wrong with him?
Yeah.
It was very funny, though.
When did you get out?
I had to rip it apart. And then
you
I
broke it.
Yeah. That's good. I like bit He's it strong. And had to rip it apart with my teeth.
The gifts of these things are so bad. First of all, you could just buy them. You could anything you want. You can just be
That's
like, oh,
right.
I'll just buy the tickets.
That's
and then...
right, Lewis. They're not just.
Well, no, they should have
the only currency. No,
I'm not saying like yes. Obviously, you can buy a Chinese finger trap.
What's
I'm saying
the conversion rate? U.S. dollar.
You
should
be
able.
You can buy a teddy bear. You don't have to go and
when
pay for
you,
it with tickets.
When you go to Dave & Buster's, you can say, "Oh, I just want to buy that thing
yeah.
instead of winning it." Which I feel like the only way at Dave & Buster's, you should be able to get the prize is to actually win it.
I agree.
Yeah. You can't buy the thing. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah. So it's pointless. My son, he ended up getting a Pickle Rick fucking
nice.
Stuffed animal.
Oh.
Which is pretty sick. And then we went to this place, Rumba Cubano, which is fucking dope. Like, it's such an incredible Cuban place, dude. And it was so cheap. There was nine of us. The bill was $400 with the tip.
Wow.
It was wild. It was wild. It's crazy. Do I?
How many people did you split it with?
No one. Well, actually, my cousin chipped in $100. She was like, I have to.
Nice.
She was like, I have to spend some money of my. I guess her business.
Oh,
she
I
to
see.
Spend money. Right I think she's I'm pretty sure she's cheating on her taxes. But that's okay.
Good for
I'm
her.
Pretty sure she was doing something illegal. She's like, I have to spend this. I was like, no, I got it. She's like, no, I have to spend this amount of money before the year ends. So I was like, all right. Do what you got to do, bitch.
Spend away.
People think when you write something off that
then
it's
it means
free.
It
people
goes
don't,
away.
People don't understand how it works. People say that all the time. They're like, dude, Lewis brings the crew on a gas diesel trip, but they write it off, so it's just to save money in taxes. No, you idiot. We still have to fucking pay for it,
right.
And we get a portion of it off of our tax bill at the end of the year. It's not a free trip by any means at all. But yeah, people that typically don't know how business works always say that.
People are retarded. That's like the people that save all their gas receipts. They're like, I'm going to bring this to my accountant at the end of the year. I'm like, just fucking make up a number, dude.
Well, that's also no, you can't do that. I thought you were going to say it's on your credit. You put it on the same credit card, so I have all my receipts
Everything
in one place.
That's digital,
yeah,
right?
The Keeper app.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Gas Digital, right?
Yes, that's what Gas Digital does. Shannon, who are the biggest celebrity deaths of the year? Let me see.
Okay, I have a list of a whole bunch here, but I guess the one who just died recently on the 27th was Olivia Hussey from Romeo and Juliet.
I know, we're actually celebrating her tonight on Legion of Skanks in multiple ways. But Olivia Hussey, if you guys don't remember, original Romeo and Juliet, I mean, I saw this in the ninth grade. This was the first pair of tits I saw.
Tits, right, yeah.
Where it's not the first pair of tits that I saw, but it was the first pair of tits on a child that I ever saw.
Yeah.
Because she was like 15 or 16 in the movie, and it was, you know, art, so they just fucking... showed her big, beautiful 16-year-old tits. I don't like them now, but at the time,
were great. I remember them showing us that in ninth grade, and they paused right before the tits, and they were like, all right, everybody brace yourselves.
You're about to see tits. You're about- also, they- to be fair, Romeo had a fucking pretty sweet ass, too. They showed his ass.
Yeah.
And I think he got a little bit of balls through his fucking legs.
Well, listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I did watch this multiple times.
I was focused
times.
On the tits, brother.
Well, you know what, dude? Sometimes you see a dude's butt, you can appreciate it as well. Not that I like a dude's butt, but there is nudity.
Okay,
his cock was facing her. In my head, I was like, oh, this child saw his cock. It was a whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That probably got you there.
It probably got me there. But yeah, Olivia Hussey did die. But she was like my first probably like yo, I'm in love with this chick. She, when I was, when I saw that in ninth or 10th grade, I was like, this is the most beautiful girl I've ever laid my eyes on. Pull her up, or is it, don't pull her naked tits up, Shannon, even though we found out that we can show these tits if we wanted to.
What, child tits?
We can show these child tits. It's all right.
She does look.
She looks young as fuck. Yeah. Never mind, dude. When
yeah,
I was
actually,
a,
don't pull up her tits.
Yeah,
that's
don't
crazy.
Pull up her tits at all. I mean, all,
is that Brendan Staglow?
Who is this lucky man? The luckiest man on earth? Did he win something?
How is that not Staglow's album cover?
It should be. It looks just like.
Who are all these children that are sitting on his lap?
Yeah, what a beast.
So that's that looks older. That's a little more acceptable.
Maybe.
The one, that first one, she looks like a child.
Dude, she was like, I was in love with her. When I saw it, I was like, God fucking damn it. Was she an angel? And then the next one that came out, the next Romeo and Juliet, when I was in like the 10th or the 11th grade, the one with Claire Danes and Leo DiCaprio, that flat-chested, big-nosed, thin-lipped cunt, Claire Danes, fuck her. Also, how does
she's
she think?
Beautiful.
They should have swapped them. Olivia Hussey should have gotten Leo. This bitch should have gotten fucking whoever that dork was.
With the sweet ass that you liked?
Yeah, but he did have a sweet ass. You didn't see Leo's ass.
I know. We always disagree about Claire Danes. I love Claire Danes.
Look at her.
That's Claire Danes?
Yeah, because people from our generation.
I mean, would.
What was that show that she was on?
My So-Called Life.
My So-Called Life. With Drake.
She's adorable.
Was Drake in it?
No, you're thinking of Degrassi.
You're thinking of the Canada show, right?
Whatever.
No, yeah.
No, there was a fag, though.
Yeah.
Who? And I remember I kind of had hair like him. I kind of looked like I looked like him in high school a little bit.
Ricky J. Gomez.
Pull up Ricky J. Gomez, Shannon. And I did have hair, like poofy gay hair. Because I used to have long hair up until the 10th grade. Then one summer I cut it, and it was just like poofy and fucking shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I look like in high school.
Oh, damn.
Somebody do AI with Lewis.
You don't need to do AI because I look like that.
A little bit extra.
If somebody told you
so
that
gay.
Was me.
Yeah, I actually thought it
he
was
He looks so gay. He looks like he would be the first person on Real World with AIDS.
Yeah. Wait, you should do that for Halloween next year. And get you need a
That's 90s gay, though. 90s gay had an AIDS-y look about it.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like now, no.
I liked her friend on that show, Rayanne or whatever. She was the wild one. And Jared Leto was on that show. So hot, so young.
She loved Jared Leto. So that's the thing. You liked Claire Danes because you saw yourself like in that life. You're like Jared Leto and my wild friend. You were the wild friend.
Is that
friend,
what
probably.
It was?
Yeah, that was it. Women were fucking so dumb back then.
Uh-huh.
They would, you know.
Just identify with characters.
The shows for
what
girls.
What fucking retards.
The shows for girls were fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Back then, okay?
I mean, they still are. Like Euphoria. That's a ridiculous show.
I didn't watch that
show. There's a lot of child sex on that one too, right?
Yeah, I think that's the whole show.
Yeah,
I think I look like a guy from that show who
the
like
one
recently.
Who died?
Yeah, actually,
I
died
think a lot of these shows are dog whistling pedophiles.
Yeah.
They're like that show. It's like about they're all doing drugs and they're fucking teenagers and everyone's having sex and they're showing nudity. And I get that the actors are older than the characters, but at the same time, like if they're good at you're like you fall into it. You feel like you're watching child porn. I watched like two episodes of Euphoria, and I remember I felt really uncomfortable. What was?
It's definitely dog whistling. Because why don't they just make the show about hot 21 and 22 year olds? Because that's what it is. Why do they have to be 16 year olds in the show?
Yeah,
because it makes you feel less guilty about pedophilia, etc.
You think so?
But why do we have to feel less guilty?
We should feel guilty about it.
I don't know. I didn't make the show.
But I watched a couple episodes and it was like I think it was like the kid's dad was like fucking a tranny in high school and I was just like it wasn't that I was like oh my god I can't see tranny sex like it's so gross. It just made me feel scuzzy and gross.
Yeah, pass.
Yeah, hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass on tranny pedophile sex.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, dude. You know what? We're really breaking boundaries today.
You guys
today.
Are evolving before
2025, baby. I'm changed.
You know what's up, doggy. Shannon, who else has died this year?
So I'm going to go down the list a little bit. Richard Lewis.
Oh, yeah, that was sad. Larry David was sad about
Richard
that.
Lewis died this year. How do I not know any of these
people? That was in February, though. It was a while back.
No, I know who he is. I didn't know that he died.
Yeah, remember Larry David was sad?
Mm. No, that was fake. He went on Kimmel after that, and Kimmel was like, now, I do have to address that you were supposed to be on the show a few weeks ago, and you wrote in that your friend Richard Lewis died, and you were depressed. And then I saw you at a party the night before. And he's like, yeah, I definitely used that as an excuse not to show up.
Yeah, that's nice. The best part about having a kid could always be like...
When they die?
Yeah, he's dead. Can't make it to your podcast this week. Sorry. Sorry.
I was telling them earlier, I woke up with a ton of anxiety today. The last thing I read before I went to sleep.
Zach, by the way, he only weighs things in tons.
Yeah. The last thing I read was you post that James was halfway to 24.
Yeah.
And I had a dream that I had to watch James and he stole alcohol from me.
Oh, no.
And got drunk and that you and B were going to murder me.
I had a dream that my mother, I'm having crazy dreams because I stopped smoking weed. Mm-hmm. I had a dream yesterday.
You're remembering your dreams.
I took a power nap yesterday for like an hour. I was like, let me take a quick nap.
Dude, reminded you of your mother?
Doggy, I straight up had a full fucking REM dream with a power nap. And it was a dream that my mother was alive and she was going to Philadelphia. And she was going to a podcast. Maybe it was you.
She was doing do-rag.
Doggy, she was going to a podcast studio.
The first time.
And she was trading sexual services for podcast studio rental.
She's sucking off Danny Dubs.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And I was
Danny
like,
would be down too.
I was so mad. I was like, you fucking whore. I own the best podcast studio in New York City. You're going to go fuck some guy. And I was really mad at her. And I thought my sister was going to have my back. They were on my stairs. And my sister was like looking at me like empathetically, like, yeah, what an idiot, right? And then my sister threw a hot coffee in my face. Yeah. And wow. Then I woke up. I was like, oh, thank God she's dead.
Yeah. Your mom recording at Good Boy is so funny.
And sucking your cocks to use the studio.
Yeah, does time start now?
I was so mad at my whore mother in my dream. Can't escape it.
She can't hurt you anymore, Lewis.
I'm having lots of... All my dreams are I got to get somewhere and I can't get there.
Oh, wow.
Ari Shafir, I used his car that I couldn't find where I parked it. And the whole dream is me trying to find this car.
The tunnels.
Yeah. The car was in the tunnels. And then I had another dream that my new car, I was like in a garage under like an underground garage, and it was all icy, and I was trying to like push my car, and I was like, oh no, I can't fuck up my car.
Sisyphus again.
I got syphilis. How do you know?
I mean, because I know, but also Sisyphus, hardcore Sisyphus dreams.
What are Sisyphus dreams? But I pushed my car into a fucking pillar and it dented the whole front. And it was so real. I was like, no, no more dents on my cars. What's Sisyphus?
Sisyphus.
Sisyphus.
He's condemned to try to push a hill up the side of a mountain or a cliff. Like
a rock, a boulder.
A rock, a boulder up a... What did I say?
A hill up a mountain.
Sorry.
He's pushing a boulder up a hill, but as soon as he gets to the top, it always
rolls
goes back
down.
Down
forever, oh, no. Every
That's like
time.
His punishment,
it's
right?
It's a cycle. You have to break it. Something... You have to break through something. Don't physically. Stop looking at Drew.
Who do I hit? Sisyphus.
Sisyphus. Sisyphus, like a sissy. Yeah.
Sissy fists.
Yeah, that's it. You have to do something. You should do ayahuasca, whatever, and like.
I'm not doing drugs anymore.
Like do Kern. Ketamine or like something. Like,
drugs? Like, no, none of more of these drugs.
Fentanyl.
Do morphine until you die.
Who else died, Shannon?
Shifty Shell Shock.
Who the fuck is that?
Hold on, I know
Crazy
that
Town.
Is. Yeah, Crazy Town.
Oh, that I know Crazy Town, the band.
Oh, I know that guy.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. Yeah.
You're my butterfly.
Sugar, baby.
Yeah. Come, my one lady, of the King Wiggers. I know Shifty.
Yeah, he looks like everyone's uncle. Everyone's got an uncle that looks like Shifty.
Yeah, Shifty Shell Shock.
How did he die, Shannon?
It says that no cause of death was revealed.
Fentanyl.
Shellfish. But it's got to be drugs. It has to be drugs. Yeah. Shelley Duvall died at 75 in July.
Yeah, she was all gross.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Okay. Dr. Ruth.
Richard Simmons, Shannon Doherty.
Oh, yeah.
See, maybe there's a theme here. Dr. Ruth and Richard Simmons had the same haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Toby Keith.
Oh, Toby Keith died?
I forgot Toby Keith died.
How what did the he hell?
Isn't he young?
February, 62.
Cancer, right?
Yeah, it's cancer.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, they're trying to cover all the cancer deaths up.
Also, Morgan Spurlock died from cancer.
Oh my God,
the McDonald's guy.
McDonald's
are you okay today?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? The eat doctor. Doctor, eat. Eat doctor. Yeah, Morgan Spurlock ate McDonald's every day for a month.
Oh, that guy.
Died of butthole cancer.
Supersized me.
He killed himself.
Then he tried to fucking recreate it. Like, we didn't do another one afterwards.
Well, they found out that he was a raging drunk.
Yeah.
So the whole time, they like when he went to him, they're like, this is killing your
the
liver.
The guy that ate McDonald's every day?
Right. No, he was slugging whiskey all day.
Wow.
And the results are like, your liver's in terrible shape. It must be the McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's what he is not, a liver. Come on, folks. Come on, folks.
Also, Chuck Woolery.
Now we're just
naming
show hosts.
I don't know any of these people.
Oh, Chuck Woolery.
Woolery.
Right.
She said it perfectly.
Rey Mysterio Sr.
Rey Mysterio died.
No, his uncle.
Oh.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio Jr. is the one you know.
Yeah. Doesn't he also have a son?
Dominic Mysterio.
Dirty Dom.
Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah.
It's not his real last name, buddy. You can just give up the name. It's Gonzalez. Dominic Gonzalez. Fuckface.
Tony Todd. We talked about that one.
Candyman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quincy Jones.
He was old.
We all know about Liam Payne. Maggie Smith from Harry Potter.
She's very old.
Yeah, these are all old people.
Dabney Coleman, also old.
If we could bring back one of these people, who would it be? Right now, we have the power to bring to resurrect one of these dead celebrities.
Shifty Shellfish.
Yeah, Shifty Shellshock.
I would kind of bring back Shifty Shellshock and make him perform at Skankfest next year.
Yeah.
We talked about doing the Butterfly Room at Skankfest, where it was just them performing Butterfly nonstop throughout Skankfest, and we figured we could have got it done for like $4,000
and
pretty
you,
easily.
And you could have had it in a butterfly.
No, like, with butterflies flying around everywhere. Yeah. It was called the Butterfly Room.
You didn't say that.
But that was the idea.
Oh.
You didn't come up with it. Just like Shame On, I came up with the idea. Just so you know.
I feel like I'm a butterfly.
Just so you know. You're like a moth. I would say you're a little mothy. Real quick, guys.
Moths are beautiful.
She used
Some
to be
them.
A cocoon.
No, she used to date a cocoon.
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Two at once.
We got there.
It was the twins, the cocoons.
That's what I was going to say.
Karen, you got to say these jokes instead of just saying you were going to say that.
I know, but I was
afterwards.
Like...
afterwards.
I was going to name my podcast that.
You do the drop so fast that I can't say
fuck,
it.
That is great. The twins are cocoons. let's do some pluggaroos real quick. We're plugging it up. We're plugging it in. We're going to get into this. We have a lot more show today. We're fucking rolling. We're having a great show so far. Thank you guys for watching this, and thank you for being Gas Digital subscribers. Drew, what are you plugging, my friend?
Durag and the Deer Tag Podcast, me, Naeem Ali, and Rob Cruz. Check it out. Get on the Patreon. And also my other podcast, Digital Bazooka. It's all prank calls with my buddy James Moss. We're getting Lewis on in 2025.
You are. You guys got me on the show. You fucking pranked the fuck out of me. It was so funny. Listening back, I watched it just a couple days ago. It was so fucking funny.
I am the neighborhood dog.
You really got me. But you didn't really get me. I got to be honest with you. I sort of like handled business on that call. We'll talk about it in a second. Karen, what are you plugging?
January 19th and 20th, I will be in Chicago, Zanies, Rosemont, and Old Town. And the end of the month, I am at Side Slitters in Tampa. Check out my podcast, OnlyFans. Stay tuned for a new podcast, Two Girls, One Cock, coming out very soon with Sarah Tolomash and Joe List.
Wait, is that a new podcast for real?
We got a bunch in the can.
Oh,
it's going to be...
I don't want to do Shame On now. This is ridiculous.
It's going to be...
She's got a much bigger podcast coming
hit.
Out.
A Bunch in the Can is her other podcast.
Yep.
Zach Ibico.
January the 11th at the Museum of Moving Image. I got a movie coming out, Bring on the Damned. And then I think it looks like we're going to be at the Smodcastle Theater as well, Kevin Smith Theater. And February 14th and 15th, Juggalo Weekend in Worcester, Massachusetts. JCW Wrestling and Insane Clown Posse. I'll be there the whole weekend. Hang out.
Come see me live on the road. Brand new tour starting this month in January, the Bring Five Friends Tour. Come to a city near you. Columbus, Ohio on January 9th, two shows. January 10th and 11th, Zanies, Rosemont, Illinois, right outside of Chicago. Hold on, go back up, guys. I'm moving too fast. Then I'm going to be in Ghana. Shannon, how do I say that name? How do I say this word? Gananoqua?
Gananoqua.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think it's Gononoke.
Gananoqua. No, that means royalty or something.
Gananoqua, Ontario, Canada. Shannon, figure out how that's said. I'm not positive that Drew knows either.
It is.
Montreal, Quebec, Canada on the 17th and 18th. I'm going to be in Ottawa on the 19th. January 23rd, Wits End Comedy Lounge, North Charleston, South Carolina. Naples, Florida on the 24th, 25th. Winnipeg tickets are up as well for early February. And a bunch of other dates. St. Catharines, Ontario, Philadelphia, Houston, all that stuff. And I'm filming a new special July 12th in Tampa, Florida. Get the tickets early, guys. Don't wait. All of the floor seats are already gone. There's only seats that are in the back, and there's like 75% sold out for the taping, and it's all the way in July, July 12th. So get those tickets before we do sell out. Zach Kimiko is going to come down and party with me. Chris Vega is coming down to party with me. I'm very excited about this new special.
Dangerous weekend.
Oh, yeah. The great Robert Kelly is directing my next special, and I'm really excited to start putting this all together. You guys are the fucking shit. Thanks for being a part of all of it. Check out all my other podcasts, The Legion of Skanks, The Regs, and Story Wars, available right here on Guest Digital Network. And I have another bonus show that I do every single week. It's a Friday morning solo podcast called Lewis Journal. And I just talk a little bit more in depth about everything from fitness to business to being a father, a little bit more of the serious side of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. So if you guys are interested in that stuff, the only way to get that is to subscribe to my email list by going to lewisofskanks.com. You fill out the little prompt that comes up with your email address, and you will get an email every Friday morning with that podcast, which honestly, the feedback on it has been incredible. Everyone loves it. People really, really enjoy it. So thank you guys for all that positive feedback. And yeah, that's that. That's it, Shannon, right?
Also, I found the pronunciation if you just put my sound on.
Please.
Gananake.
Gananake.
Way off. Way off.
Gananake.
Gananake. I don't think that's true, Shannon.
Yeah, I think that's off.
Somebody from there sent me a DM and they spelt it phonetically and it wasn't Gananake.
It's probably Gananaqua.
This is how it spells it phonetically.
Gananake.
Nanake. Gananake. All right, Gananake, Ontario, Canada.
It reminds me of the Tashani Ndakwa, which is a hockey arena in the Onondaga Reservation.
Wow.
Yeah, and I know how to pronounce that.
You do. You crushed it, dude.
Thank you, dude.
That's what we got. That's what Shannon got Karen for the Christmas. Banana, okay?
Ooh, buddy. Good plugs.
I'm sorry, baby James. I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. That was a bad one. That's what my baby James judges me. That's a real soundbite from baby James.
I know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So who we have that. So, all right. So
he was talking to Eddie.
All right, Zach, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. We love YoKratom.com, the marquee sponsors for all things here at Gas Digital and for Skankfest. Great company, great guys. We really love Brandon and Ben who run YoKratom. If you guys ever at Skankfest, you meet them, and they're genuinely a part of the family. And they're good dudes. They're not trying to get people hooked on Kratom. This is for people that are already using Kratom or need the benefits of Kratom. This isn't a drug to get yourself high, but it can be a great alternative to some other things that are very, very dangerous. So see if Kratom is right for you. Don't get started using Kratom, but if you are using Kratom, you should get it from YoKratom.com.
That's true. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, gas stations. You don't know what you're getting. YoKratom has the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital.
So go to YoKratom right now. YoKratom.com is the website. No promo code needed. Already the best deal in Kratom. And yeah, $60 for a kilo. Go grab a kilo of Kratom if that's what you're into. All right, where were we?
Let's see.
Were going to talk about when Drew prank called you.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
It was. Shout out to the great Josh Potter.
Josh Potter called me.
Oh, really?
From the homeowners association.
Yeah, he's like, you have to keep your bushes taut. And then I was like,
taller?
He was like, he said that the bushes weren't taut enough.
No, taut.
Yeah, and then I was like, what are you talking? And then he just didn't have the information. He didn't have the name of the school. And I was like, you know what? I started getting indignant. And I was like, you don't even know the name of the school. How are you telling me how to keep my fucking bushes when you don't even know the name where you meet every week? And then Josh, literally at one point, you just saw he got freaked out. I was like, I should hang up. And he hung up at the end of it. He was like, he's like, just for the neighborhood. And like,
said for the neighborhood. And Lewis goes, dog, I am the neighborhood.
Well, my son's mother lives in this neighborhood. I live in the neighborhood. My sister lives in the neighborhood. I'm the fucking neighbor. There's nobody else. I represent the fucking neighborhood.
King Kong. What does he say? Training day?
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
By the way, I enjoyed fucking Gladiator 2.
You acted like you and I had a debate about this film.
Well, you mentioned Training Day.
Hold on.
You know the way I thought. You know the way
I
thought.
He heard King Kong. And he's like, that was Denzel, right?
The way that your fucking mental gymnastics go.
No, I heard Training Day and I thought Denzel, then it reminded me of, dude, if you go into Gladiator 2 thinking you're going to hate it, you're going to fucking be pleasantly surprised. Yeah. It was pretty dope. I enjoyed
Paul
it.
Paul Mescal, right? He's the new Gladiator?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't see how it could be bad.
It wasn't bad. It was good. The only problem was it was he was Maximus's son, and he randomly got captured into slavery. Like, it was just, that was a little bit of a stretch.
You didn't buy it?
Well, it was crazy. I mean, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, he was, you know, they, but beyond that little dumb plot point, it was fucking dope. Yeah. Denzel was dope. He was fun. All the, you know, the all the scenes with the fucking animals and the, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
You should check it out. You guys should watch it tonight.
You would have done okay in Gladiator times, Lewis.
I would have. I would have actually been a solid gladiator.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also, would... it's about showmanship.
Right. Yeah, you would do magic in the middle of your gladiating.
I might.
Coke Gladiator.
Shannon, let's see. You have a list of the top actors of the 21st century. Are we out of the 21st century? No. Why is this even a thing that people are talking about? It's we still have a whole
Lewis
other...
like, I still have time, doggy.
We still have another... We have a whole other century before we should be talking about top shit of a century.
It's just... It's an article from The Independent. And they,
but the Independent trashed the Legion of Skanks. They called us Nazis, I believe.
They did.
I think so, right? Did they?
I think that's correct.
So what are they talking about this week?
So do you want to hear them? I'll give you top 10. They did 60, though.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Okay, so number 10. I don't know how to say it, this last name. Pug?
Gananako.
Pew? Puh? Pew? Pew? Florence Pew? This is her.
Florence Pew?
Pew, pew. Yeah, she's okay. So cute.
This is number 10.
Oh, I know that bitch.
Yeah, okay. It's a girl from Midsommar.
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty hot. Toy. Yeah. Pretty fucking toy. Also, I got to be honest with you, if you've seen Midsommar, I mean, it would have been, I would not have been, I get why her boyfriend was like, this is, I already have problems with you. Did you ever see that movie?
Is that the gay one?
No. It's a horror movie where they go to like Sweden or something and fucking...
Oh yeah, I think it looked too scary for me.
Yeah, the one where they're vacationing.
Yeah, he was trying to bail on the relationship, and then the sister killed herself and her parents.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. So then he'd be like, "Fuck, I gotta stay with this bitch." Oh, I completely understand that, dude.
My wife and I saw two very different movies that day. I walked out going, "Yeah, man, she really fucked that up for him, huh? What a cunt,
dude."
Like, what? I'm like. No, yeah, I mean, all he had to do is he just couldn't break up with her. She wouldn't let him.
Couldn't deal with...
She invited herself on a boys' trip. What a bitch.
Yeah. I could not even deal with, like, if I was dating a girl and her fucking, both of her parents and her sister die, that's so much energy that I have to deal with that I don't feel like dealing with. When do you first breach trying to fuck her again? Mm. You know, at what point do you, like, because she's in mourning, her whole family dies.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't get pussy.
What would you say to her, like, the first time, if when you were trying, like, say that's like 2-3 weeks have gone by. How do
three
you?
3 weeks.
I don't think I'd be waiting 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, babe, you know, we should make love. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
As soon as she hung up the phone, I'm like,
yeah, you know, it'll make you feel better.
My dick would already be out. It really would be.
That'll make me feel better, babe.
Yeah.
But
it would make her feel better, right? It would release endorphins and
yeah.
ChatGPT would be on my side about this one.
Distractions.
Yeah, but now her like sister and parents are in heaven watching her fuck.
Heaven's not real, Karen.
Oh, shit.
And the sister would be in hell. She killed her family.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And herself.
And herself, yeah. She's not getting into heaven.
Oh,
no
I
way.
I didn't realize.
No way. Who else, Shannon? Give me another top actor.
Okay, number 9, Colin Farrell.
Beast.
Fair.
Colin Farrell. Was he respected, really? He's a number 9 best actor of this century?
Oh, I thought this was of this year.
No. He's number
Penguin.
2 this year. Penguin rules.
Yeah.
You know, but beyond that, I mean, what did Colin Farrell do that I was ever even like, oh, he's a good actor?
I didn't know he was even
Total
a guy
Recall reboot?
Penguin.
Fuck off.
Phone Booth, Miami Vice, Minority Report.
Phone Booth sucked.
These are not good movies.
The Beguiled.
Phone Booth was dog shit.
It was suspenseful.
The Lobster. Mm. Right, here's
the
number
penguin,
8.
The Penguin, the Lobster, the Seal.
8 is Kate Blanchett.
She's great.
Let's see. I got to remember. This is the...
She's been in so much great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, ugly people, like ugly, like hot women don't really get it. Like they always give it to an ugly bitch.
Or maybe they're just better actresses because they have to try harder.
They have to have
She's
talent.
Very transformative.
If you're hot, you don't need. She plays in Transformers, really. She played Optimus Prime.
Number 7, Optimus Prime. Best actor of the 21st century.
7.
He's been in mad movies. Optimus? He's been in probably 7 movies in the 21st century.
Has he?
There's been a lot of Transformers.
I don't like any one of them.
Yeah, but he's in the top 60 actors.
The problem is...
Just stay robots. Jeez.
I don't like Yeah. I'm really sore about my Audi getting totaled. I just don't like any movies about cars.
No cars at all.
I dented my robot.
Oh, shit, dude. My robot. I drove Bumblebee into a wall. I was stoned and looking at my cell phone.
Totaling your robot is so funny.
Dude, just Lewis in traffic with the fucking funeral procession.
Don't get out of your robot.
Transform.
Dude, totaling Bumblebee is hilarious.
You with a transformer would be a nightmare.
It would be pure hell. Yeah. First of all, you can't sit in a transformer, doggy. You can't sit in Yeah, you can't sit in a transformer while they transform. It would like it, where they transform.
Yeah,
it
they
would
cross. Yeah, not a Family Guy bit.
It would snap your fucking head off.
No, I feel like you stay in like a little capsule. And then
no, I don't know, dude. I think very
you're
often.
You're thinking of Power Rangers Megazord.
Nobody ever thought of that. It really would fold you.
Yeah, no, I think that's a Family Guy. Somebody's in Optimus Prime, and you just hear him go, and then you see a pool of blood come out.
Yeah, dude.
That's so funny. Family Guy rules.
Let's see. What else, Shannon?
7 is Sung Kang Ho.
Some dumb ho.
Zhao Yang.
Yep.
It's just a Parasite is the only movie I recognize here from 2020.
But
we'll move on from that.
See, this is why they're cocksuckers. They're going to add non-Americans in.
Yeah,
that's some
Parasite
bullshit.
Parasite won like all the Oscars that year, though.
Daniel Kaluuya.
This guy's good.
He was in Get Out and also Black Mirror.
This guy's a good actor.
Dude, I to this day, when a black guy has a British accent,
isn't it
fun? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. That's not how you talk.
Yeah.
Stop talking
Alba.
To me, Tricky. Beat it.
Who taught you to talk like that? Yeah. Idris Elba, he's my favorite.
We're not talking about the men you want to have sex with.
What are you, the world's busiest chimney sweep?
With a British accent. He was James Bond.
Was he? Did they actually make... I thought that was a rumor.
Maybe not.
Did they make him James Bond?
I think they did, but they were trying to make a lady James Bond, and that's the one that they were like, you've gone too far.
Well, that is crazy. Yeah. Black James Bond is kind of fun, but also, I mean, what are we doing here? He's not black.
Yeah.
James Bond is a person.
Yeah.
The character is not a black guy.
Right. You're really going to blend in at these wealthy parties.
Debatable.
What do you mean?
James Bond is not necessarily the same person.
Why?
It's a code name.
Yeah.
And every time one, that's why different guys play him. Because every time when the one retires or dies, you take on 007 and your code
name.
Like
the Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah.
So you have to put on a suit and then Black Santa. That's infuriating. I remember I saw like a Black Santa Claus thing like when I was a little kid. And this, I've always been me. I was like, that. I got mad. I was like, that's fucking crazy. Santa's white, period. Sorry.
My mom got Christmas pajamas this year, and most of them have black Santas on them.
No.
So they're on sale.
That's pretty funny.
Three-fifths off.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's see. Washingtonian in the Race live chat said, James Bale Bond. Solid fucking bit, folks.
I was looking for that. Channel Snake. Channel Snake.
Channel Snake. Channel Snake. Okay, number 5, Nicole Kidman.
She died?
No.
We moved on from that bit.
Number 4, Denzel Washington.
Denzel's a solid actor. Obviously. Number 4 actor of the century. That's a pretty big honor here.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a number 2.
Jesus Christ.
Number 3, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
What has he done?
Retired.
Yeah, what has he done?
He retired. Daniel Day-Lewis like hasn't done a film in so long, but I guess he's coming out of retirement to like do his son's film or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played Lincoln. And then he was Dances with Wolves.
And There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood.
I never saw There Will Be Blood to this day.
It was good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about number 2 of all time.
No, that was 3. Oh. Number 2 is Emma Stone.
Really? Emma Stone?
It's because of that new movie she's in with her bush all out.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. The Emma Stone? Is she that good of an actress?
She won the Oscar for this movie. There's her and Mark Ruffalo.
Poor things.
Thank you, Shannon.
What if they gave you an Oscar Aiden, like a fucking annoying gay guy, every time you win
prize?
Best Actor?
Yeah. Look at your shit.
He's like, oh my God, hi. Like, oh, fuck. Yeah,
you
I want
around all night.
I got an Oscar.
Lewis, you're looking fine.
Oh my God, Lewis. I like your arms. I do like Oscar's very funny.
What after parties are we hitting up?
Can I just tell you, if you guys say no to Shame On, I'm just going to take it and do it with other people.
What happened, psycho? When did you just flip?
I'm going to take it and it's going to be. I came up with the name. I came up with the fucking concept.
We didn't. We said yes, though. Like,
did you? Mike didn't say yes yet. Mike has been very coy.
Mike has said yes.
Did she?
She said yes to me.
Let's do it then.
We are. Just give us.
We'll give you a studio. We'll give you anything you fucking want. You have a studio over there. You have this one.
Yeah,
you have,
I just like.
$1,000 an ep.
$1,000 an ep.
You'll make more than $1,000 an ep if you just listen to me. If you just listen to
me. I've never not listened to you.
I don't think that's true at all. You tried to ruin my life.
No, I didn't.
You tried to Me Too me with Chrissy Chiello.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't
a real
Me Too.
Because you yelled at her. I was like, Chrissy, this is how he talks.
They went to Jeff Ross and he was like, he's being aggressive with
us. No, we didn't.
They ratted me out to Jeff Ross, and that actually
he's
is what gave him cancer. Wrong button. Wrong button.
You're a wild one today, sir.
Let's see. Who's the number one actor of the 21st century, Shannon?
Number one actor is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
What?
And
this
he did
century,
die.
And
he did
die.
Die,
yeah.
He did die,
yeah.
Number one?
He was a good actor.
He was awesome.
He was a good actor.
Capote and other shit.
The Master, A Most Wanted Man, Charlie Wilson's War.
He was great in the porn movie.
Boogie Nights.
He was great in Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights also. Boogie Nights is a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
And he's in Happiness, which is, I think, finally coming out on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Happy. Have you guys seen Happiness?
I don't think so.
What's the Ben Stiller movie he's in? Along Came Polly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
There you go.
Dude, Happiness is the saddest fucking
Who's in it?
John Lovitz is in it. He's in it. Fuck, the fat lady from TV shows. It's, Todd Solondz. It's three sisters and like their sad lives, and he plays a phone pervert.
Okay.
Sounds
and it's familiar.
The best. It's the saddest movie.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that lady for Cameron Manheim from the.
Oh, yeah, she's the fattest lady on TV.
At the time, yes.
Oh, yeah, she lost weight, though.
This is the cat.
Really, really good movie.
Who
do you think is better than. I mean, Colin Farrell, we could kick right off that list. I mean, he's good. He's just.
I think Emma Stone goes off the list.
Emma Stone, right off that fucking list.
You
got to
do more than one or two really good.
You can't be currently younger than me and to be considered one of the best actors of the 21st century.
Yeah, like where's like a Gary Oldman or like a Willem Dafoe or
Sandler.
Like.
I bet they're all in the top 20. We just did the top 10.
Like a Viggo Mortensen.
Did you guys see the Happy Gilmore 2 trailer yet?
Yes, I
did.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Does it look good?
They don't really show anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like just a 10-second teaser, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, Happy Gilmore was my favorite comedy as a kid.
Yeah.
Showed it to my son. He loves it. Thinks it's so funny.
It is.
Yeah.
I still watch it at least 5 times a year.
We just watched it at your house.
Yeah. Once a year, I'd say I watch it. I watch that once a year. I'd say 3 to 4 times a year, I'll watch Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
Yep.
Okay.
Because usually, I like showing people that movie that haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And very often, like... You know, women are fucking retarded. They don't know good comedy.
Yeah.
No offense.
And the ones that date you.
Yeah, they are.
You have
retarded.
To show them The Simpsons.
I have to show them how to drink water. So, Happy Gilmore is rewatchable.
I like Billy Madison a little bit better.
Can I tell you why I don't? Because.
Why you don't?
Can I tell you why I don't? Go, why I do not? Can I tell you why? It's my impression of Karen, the office manager. Can I tell you why I do not? I don't like Billy Madison because I don't like the character Billy Madison.
I'll say you were just talking like Billy Madison.
I don't like him. I don't like a retard. Like that, like there's something about there was him and fucking Ace Ventura.
What about Waterboy?
Ace Ventura is a jerk off.
You don't like Waterboy?
I don't like him.
Waterboy rules, dude.
I don't want Billy Madison is a fucking retard. He shouldn't get fucking that chick.
What about something? There's some
like she's like, oh, like that shit. Like, what are you doing, dude? Retard, get the fuck away from me,
dude. It does make me laugh.
Happy Gilmore was a cool fucking dude.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
He was like to fight.
Yeah, he had anger issues, dude.
Guys.
It was awesome, dude.
Yeah,
he fucked that Chinese chick. That rule. He fucked Jia Yang Summers in the beginning of the movie. You remember?
Yeah. Billy Madison always makes me laugh because he gets the third grade teacher in like his tent behind the house, and she clearly wants to fuck him. Yeah. She's like, Billy, what do you want to do? He's like, I could think of two things right now. One involves a pitching wedge, some ice cubes, and a buffalo. He's like, the other one involves a 9-iron and the same buffalo. And then they start making out. I'm like, dude, if I ever tried that, she'd be like, oh, this guy's retarded.
He's just a retarded person.
This is why I like Billy Madison better, because Farley's in it.
Farley rules.
And every scene he's in it is fucking perfect. Dude, when he's testing him,
the sandwiches behind the bus.
When she's testing him in the tent and then it switches to Farley and he gets the answer right, he goes, yeah, he's correct.
Spanish Armada.
Like, it's obviously great and it's very funny, but I just, whatever it is, the character was so annoying that I'm just like,
you like it the first time you watched it, though?
Yeah, I did. But you're a little kid. You're looking at it being like, oh, that's, it's fun and silly. But as you if you look back and reflect on it, you're like, oh, he's an annoying fucking retard.
I can't have these retards getting pussy.
Yeah, that's insane, right. Dude. Yeah.
I spent like most of my early 20s and probably still to this day quoting Billy Madison. And I remember I did it one time at my friend. I was just telling this story the other day. But my friend's girlfriend was pregnant. And so we were all hanging out at his house, and we kind of got pretty drunk. Not her, but like the rest of us got pretty drunk. And at one point, I went over to like her pregnant belly, and I did the thing from Billy Madison when he goes over to Eric, and he like puts his ear up to the belly. And I was like, oh, he going to be a soccer player. And they hadn't seen the movie, so they were like, yo, what are you doing, man? I'm like, dude, this is so funny in Billy Madison.
Solid reference. But
it might be that I'm a huge homo, but I think my favorite Sandler is Wedding Singer.
Aww,
great movie.
Romantic.
It's the best story of all the movies. It's the best like narrative.
I'm just a fan of Sandler in general. Like, he's fucking great. He's just also the classic stand-up comedian from New York, goes and just like, he was sort of like Pete Davidson but Pete didn't fucking, no offense, I love Pete. Pete's a great guy, but Pete didn't fucking do what Sandler did, right? Pete, he just made a couple movies. I think the movies that he makes are pretty good, too. I've never watched any of them, but Sandler, fucking got on SNL super young, right?
Yeah.
Like, 18 or 19?
Yeah.
Was he the youngest cast member, ever?
I think Chris Rock was.
Maybe. I don't know. There's videos of Sandler doing stand-up when he's, 17, 18, and he's crushing.
He's at the comic strip. If you go to the comic strip, there's, pictures, old-school pictures of him there. Like, the comic strip had a lot of fucking cool history. So, whatever. That's maybe me just romanticizing stand-up comedy and a guy who comes from, the New York comedy scene and just went and became, and then he also, helped all of his friends out and, made it a thing where, I don't know. I like Sandler's thing. I think even the special he did, the musical special he did not that long ago, that was fucking funny as fuck.
I just Googled his net worth the other day. I forget why. And it's almost $500 million.
Yeah, he's worth
some shit. It's
a
crazy.
Wild amount of money. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is
so he just makes
good
movies with his own production company and puts all his friends in them and stuff. He's like...
It's fucking solid.
He's smart.
Yeah, they're posting pictures of...
Kevin Nealon with the tits on his head.
What's the Satan one called again?
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky. Mm. Little Nicky was great. But once again, he gets into this character where he's like an annoying retard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like annoying retards.
No.
There can only be one. Stop taking my thing, Sandler. All right. So let's see. Let's go with... So New York City Applebee's jacked up prices of already expensive New Year's Eve ball drop tickets. What does that mean, Shannon?
In order to get into Applebee's, and then you can actually you're a block away, so you can kind of see what's happening from there. But the price is $7,500 per person.
Just to get into Applebee's?
Yeah.
$7,500?
Oh, no, sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. That was for the Marriott. For Applebee's, it is...
$20.
No. You have to spend... The prices range from $399 per person up to $7,500 per person.
I'd go with $399.
Yeah, I'll take the $399 fucking...
But with some, you can see them from up at the top and have little private things. And the other ones, you're just kind of sitting with everybody else.
Jesus Christ, is Roy Arias running fucking Applebee's?
Yeah, right? Solid reference, Zach.
Thank you. That was a Fort Lewis joke.
Just for me, guys. I just don't give a fuck at all about the ball dropping. Yeah. It's just, it could be, there's something.
I think you have to be a fucking moron to go see the ball drop.
Could I get one as well? Just a plain
the people that
black
stand
coffee?
There all fucking day.
I remember as a kid thinking it was cool because I thought, at midnight, they just dropped the ball, and it was like a big chandelier breaking. And then the older I got, I started watching it, and I'm like, they're just descending a ball and it never crashes, or that's boring.
It's very boring.
It should explode.
It's also like it's fucking cold. You're amongst a bazillion people. Right. I think you're not technically allowed to drink, right? There's no drinks in the streets.
Yeah, you can't drink. There's cops fucking everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's freezing.
It's just
you can't leave. So if you got to piss, you're fucked.
I'm also just like I just don't really care about New Year's Eve at all. Like I'm just not that I don't need to wait till the end of the year to fucking try to fix my life. It's like if you're that person, your life's not going to be fixed.
You don't do goals though. You're not a goal setter for the following year.
I set goals every day, baby boy.
I feel you.
Short-term goals, long-term goals, big goals, small goals. Come on, I'm a goal guy. But I don't need to wait until January 31st to set a goal or
Yeah, I don't like a New Year's resolution, but I do like a couple weeks before Christmas, I'll write down my following year goals.
Yeah,
but that's all like long-term
it's
shit.
It's easy to fucking like compartmentalize and go, all right, this is the end of the year. What happened this year? How much should I grow? And obviously you get into that thought process, but it's some basic bitch shit to be like, fucking, here's my resolution. This is the year I'm going to get in shape.
You know, yeah.
Like, come on, doggy. Just fucking wait. Do it in October. What are you waiting for? Do it before Halloween, you fat fuck. Stop eating candy.
My year ends in like June, like school year.
Why? Oh.
Just like I feel like that's when it should end. Summer's
Skankfest is sort of like my new year.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys announce the new location yet?
Not officially. I announced it on my Lewis Journal podcast. If you guys signed up for my
email. Can you announce it right now?
I mean, I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell them. They need to subscribe to Lewis Journal.
I'll write it down, dude. Hell yeah.
I'll write it down.
Write it down. I'll read it.
You know where it is already.
You guys
I had a feeling. Let's go.
It's gonna be sick.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
It's gonna be sick.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
No, the scribble above it.
Oh, I already knew that.
Yeah.
That's a map how to get there.
I mean, everyone knows. Everyone's saying it in the chat. It is New Orleans. Fine. It's okay.
Let's go.
They all know.
You're the easiest.
Well, they don't know the dates yet. Say nothing about the dates. Thank you. Say nothing about the venue. So I can't say anything about the venue or dates because we're booking hotel blocks for all of the comedians. And they're being signed today. Tomorrow we're announcing, we have a poster. Shout out to Sven Stoffels, who put together an amazing poster this year. Yeah, we're announcing the dates and the actual venue tomorrow. I think pre-sale will be the end of January, which is going to be sick. But a lot of people are concerned about New Orleans, and they're like, dude, weed's illegal there. You guys are such fucking pussies. The legality of weed is an issue. First of all, it wasn't legal in Houston. Nobody gave a shit. We smoked so much weed in Houston. The cops didn't give a fuck. You have to understand, when Snoop Dogg goes to New Orleans, do you think that he's like, oh, we can't smoke weed? Do you think that thousands of black people at his concert aren't smoking weed?
This.
Please answer it.
No.
All right, thank you.
She's like, oh, I got the answer to this. No, it does not. No, a Snoop Dogg.
You said thousands of black people. She's like, I've done the research.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to.
I've got a sample size for you.
Like, there's only a few thousand people that go to Skankfest. If you go to, there's large outdoor concerts in New Orleans. You think they're not smoking fucking weed? And there's 50,000 people.
Can I ring in on this one, too?
Please, go ahead. Get in there.
No, I think they are smoking.
You think they are? Thank you very much, Karen. Appreciate the answer. Appreciate the insight. Yeah, you have to just be smart.
I know. What type of dweeb is typing that comment? It's so annoying.
Yeah, we can't. It's all the people in the Facebook group. They're like, dude, we can't smoke weed.
It's like, is that why it's going? Or is your account negative $207? Like, shut up. Like,
I would make it if the weed laws were different.
You're a liar.
I don't like the people that are too close to Thanksgiving. It's like,
what?
How much are you spending on Thanksgiving?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Get food stamps. You'll be fine.
Eat the turkey. Be on your way.
The reality is the legality of weed is genuinely not an issue. It hasn't been an issue ever for really anywhere. When we did it in New York, weed wasn't legal here. Weed just became legal here a few years ago. So
I mean, it would be hilarious now if the SWAT team comes in and does
a
weed bust.
I was just thinking that same thing.
They're just taking out goodie bags with like CBD gummies in it.
I was just thinking that.
No, I highly doubt there'll be an issue. I've been in New Orleans. I've smoked plenty of weed in New Orleans. People are doing fucking coke in New Orleans.
What?
People are doing real drugs.
Well, they're gonna be.
They party.
They're drinking on the street.
It's a party town, dude. It's not. I'm not even slightly concerned, but just be smart. Don't fucking blow weed in a cop's face. Just be an adult. Yeah. If you're white and you're an adult, you're probably not going to get fucked with in New Orleans for weed, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine.
I think we'll all be fine. It's going to be a goddamn blast. Very, very excited about it. Skankfest 2025, our ninth Skankfest.
Wow.
Pretty goddamn sick.
Pizza. Pizza's here.
Ooh, pizza. Yeah, we're having our little
party.
Are
you going to eat it?
No. I'm going to peel cheese off it and watch everyone get angry at me for not eating the full slice of pizza.
You guys should do a cheese race down the window.
Yeah.
Where you like rip the cheese off and throw it, and kind of like in Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Pickles.
Let's see. A couple more of these. We can talk about that one, Shannon. Well, all right. So let's say somebody tweeted this and I answered it, and then it became a big debate for people. They tweeted, if you had a bill of $131.46, how much would you tip for, what did it say?
25 to 30
The server
bucks.
Did just an above average job.
25 bucks.
Is this are we supposed to do the math on this?
25, 30 bucks.
Well, you just 26. You look at it, you could, 10% twice. So 13 times 2, 26 bucks, right? That would be typically, I would do if they did an above average job, I would give them 30.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair number.
Yeah.
If they were like incredible, like they were like fucking balls to the wall, like so good, I'd give them 40 bucks.
Yeah.
If they were average, I'd give them exactly $26.
Yeah.
If they were below average, they'd get
$20.
And if they were bad, like bad service, mm-hmm. 15 bucks and a little note that says service wasn't great, could have been better.
Wow.
Is that Karen behavior, Karen? Is that Karen behavior?
I'm a former server, so I'm always giving people benefits of the doubt. Like you're starting at 20.
No, they get no benefits. They're servers.
Yeah, I know. It's true. 20-25%.
What is tax typically? 15?
I don't remember.
No, tax is like 8%.
8%, I think.
Is it?
8 or 9%, depending on the state, about.
Or maybe that's sales
tax.
Yeah,
double the tax is what Indians do.
Yeah, double the tax is some cheap shit.
It's cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap shit.
You you'd move the decimal point, right? So then that's 10% and you double that.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
You
not
just eyeball, $13 on $130 is 10%. You double that.
Yeah, you double 10%.
I give 20%. Most of the time, that's sort of my standard. If I'm on a first date, that person's getting 30% every time because you want to look like the fucking man.
You want to look cool.
Yeah, and I'm always dating comedy club waitresses. Yeah. So,
in this scenario, are you a black guy?
In no scenario am I a black guy.
Then you tip well.
You tip well. Yeah. Is it crazy to leave a note? Because people got mad at me on Twitter. They were like, dude, it was like, you're going to give them anything for bad service? And I was like, yeah, if you give them nothing, they're going to go, fuck that piece of shit, and they're going to feel like the service was justified.
You can't give them nothing. That's crazy.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
Giving them nothing is like making them pay to wait on you because they have to tip out on that whole tip.
Well, a lot of people, the argument is the business should be paying them more. Why? Some people just don't tip. The amount of people on my Twitter that were like, I never tip ever. That is the biggest. Don't eat out then, you fucking scumbag.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. You can't have people fucking wait on you. I understand that you think the system's broken and you're like, oh, they should but it's not. It's not from the top down. And then some cocksucker from Europe was like, yeah, dude, this is why in Europe they got it, dude. They pay a living wage. They charge less for food. Then I did some research and Europe charges way more for food. They don't pay for the businesses don't have to pay for any benefits. They don't have to pay employment taxes. So the business restaurants in the U.S. have a 3-5% profit margin. Mm-hmm. And 80% of them go out of business within the first 5 years. It's not an industry where like the there's something about like a boss where people go like, oh, this person's rich.
Yeah.
No, most of the time, if somebody's opening a restaurant, they're losing money for years to eventually maybe turn a little bit of a profit. They've invested everything. It's their vision. It's their money. It's their life savings. It's not, oh my God, this person doesn't deserve fucking money. No, they fucking took the chance. If you're just a server, you get to show up for work. You get to make your money and go home. There's no risk. There's no nothing. But at the same time, you should tip them.
If you're going out to eat in a country that tips, you are participating in the system and should tip.
Yeah, I agree.
People that don't, that's crazy. If you just say, I just don't tip, that's maybe the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Those people deserve to be burned alive.
Yes, I agree.
happened to the guy in the subway.
Is it Karen? Yeah. He didn't tip. That homeless lady didn't tip.
Yeah.
So they just
had a couple churros in her hand.
Yeah. We had churros last night at Rumbo Cubano.
Were they good? Dipping sauce? What a little.
Yeah, a little dipping. They had a guava one, and then they had like a.
Chocolate mole?
They didn't have chocolate. Dulce they had like de a leche? Vanilla, maybe?
Oh, vanilla.
And you dip them both. I only had one little fucking churro. That's it.
We're not counting your calories. You're fine.
That was a big deal.
Writing the note, my thing is like, to what end? Like, to what are you gonna get?
Well, what do you consider bad service, right? So here's the thing.
I'll say it to your face before I write a note, like a faggot.
Yeah, if I get a note and I'm the server, I'm gonna rip it up and be pissed about it. But
ooh, you got me.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, but ooh, you got me by writing it. Like, ooh.
No, you should know. You should know
so
that.
Say it to their face.
Well, that's. Aggressive.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a little passive aggressive here.
No, like, I'd rather be.
It's not because it can escalate, right? So now,
very
now I'm saying, hey, just so you know, your service sucks. If it's some bitch who's not good at her job,
I wouldn't say it.
Some
like
black bitch is not good at her job. It's always black servers. We know what's going on.
I usually say, because I have told people, I'm like, listen, I'm only saying this because I was a waitress for 15 years, but like, we waited for this. His was dirty. This was wrong. Like, just. I mean, either comp. I get people to give me free food. I'll be like, comp the appetizers, and we'll get it.
I don't even need that much. They should just fucking know.
I did it with Micah.
The service wasn't good. I was like, yeah, I would have given him more of a tip. The service wasn't great. Simple as that. Like, and then they go, oh shit, he still gave me like 12% on the bill.
No, I'm like, this guy's gay. Look at this gay note. I show everybody the note.
I think that's the
best. You post a picture of the note on Twitter. 100%.
Yeah, that's what they do. They post a picture of the note.
I tag Lewis. I'm like, look what he's at. He's at it again. His little love notes.
No, I would, yeah. But also, I would write a note if it's impeccable service.
Who's stop writing notes?
Like, I love to write a note. I just miss writing notes.
Impeccable service. All misspelled.
I-M-P-E-C-K-A-B.
Impeccable. What?
Do you fold it into a little triangle like a fucking middle school girl too?
Yeah, yeah, he sends like an airplane
here, pull,
at their
pull
face.
Here.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the four-way origami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I
hold on. What's your favorite color? P-U-R.
Do you want an apartment?
Looks like
or
great
house?
Service. Impeccable.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I feel like the system is fine, right? Like, I enjoy really good service. It keeps the servers great. Like, when you go to a really nice restaurant, you get incredible service.
Remember that guy we had at the hotel in Austin? We were both in love with him.
Oh yeah, very good server.
He was
pretty
awesome.
Gay.
Which
he was...
hotel?
The line.
He was very like excited to describe all the meals.
Yeah, he was.
I like that.
But it was like at our level though. He's like, hey guys, what's up?
Love it.
He was
mirroring and matching. He was selling.
Yes.
Love it. Into it, dude. I'm fun. When I'm at a restaurant, I'm fun, and it could go from fun to like obnoxious pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm like having fun. I ask for recommendations. I'm like, you know, I'm a little ball busty.
Yeah.
I'm like the fun dad at the restaurant. Now if the server's a cunt. Very often they won't fucking play the game.
It depends on how
busy
they are. If I see a chick's like slammed in brunch, I'm not going to be like, and what's your name, little lady?
Yeah, like, no, I like that.
I wish
I lived in the 50s. I'd smack a waitress on the ass. And be like, thanks, toots. Give me the opportunity.
Light this cigarette for me.
I'm not saying this is wrong. However, I think you do set up servers for a more difficult time. Because you like to give an order of the things you want in the order you want them, and you kind of like
and these
really
dumb bitches are gonna jumble it all up in their brains.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna get it all the time.
So no, here's the thing: that's not bad service. If somebody fucks up, and I won't tell the whole speech about Trump Tower again. Shannon gets so annoyed at me. I bring up this speech 3 or 4 times a year, as often as I watch Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. I bring up the one time I went to Trump Tower with a comedian who shall not be named. Because he doesn't want people to know that he's a secret Trumper. And so I went there. And long story short, they fucked up my eggs. And they had the waiter come out and apologize. The chef come out and apologize. The manager came out and apologize.
Stormy Daniels came out and blew you.
Yeah, dude. They straight up like, it was like, and I walked away being like, wow, what incredible service. I didn't walk away going, they fucked up my order.
No.
So it's how you handle the mistake. This is an analogy in life, baby boy.
Oh,
it's how you handle the mistake that shows who the fuck you are.
Right.
And that I always use that example to my employees. I use that example to my son, to people in life. But the reality is I don't mind a fuck up. A fuck up gives you an opportunity to show what you do when you fuck up.
You can correct your mistakes.
I love that. Okay, people make mistakes sometimes. It's really about like a shitty attitude. If they have a shitty attitude at all, I don't care how fucking busy it is. bitch, your job is to smile.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the mistake is obviously inconvenient, but sometimes you do like seeing a mistake, and then they fix it and overcompensate.
Yes,
and,
love yeah, it.
I'm like, oh, you're coachable.
Shitty attitude, yeah. Them just not caring. I remember yeah, one time me and Jay went to a place, and the person... they did the thing where they weren't writing anything down. They
yeah, like, and then
oh,
blew
I
it.
Hate that.
And when then the, I'm and going like, literally, I'm getting anxiety. I'm going like, write it down. Like you're gonna fuck it up. And then he was like,
but
no, no, no,
I didn't need
this.
To write
dude,
it down.
Dude, I've done this.
I
before.
I never needed to write it down.
I've done that before. Where and I'll tell them, I'm like, you sure? There's like six people here ordering. You got all this? They're like, no, I got it all. And then they'll fuck it up. Nothing worse, dude. Oh. It makes me so.
I
mad.
Used to do when
oh.
I
like, bitch, we told you to write it down.
Literally, just write it down.
Yeah. When I was at Sushi Samba, I would just go up to these tables and there'd be like, you know, 10 guys or whatever, and I would just be like, how much are you guys spending ahead? Is that plus booze or without booze? Okay, how much you want to eat? And I was just like, I got you. And then I would just start with the money where I would want to end, and I would just fill it up with food.
Well, that's a smart way to do it.
Thank you. I was a top seller all the time.
We Sushi Samba in Vegas, love that place. Favorite restaurant in Vegas.
Yeah. I was like, are you guys allergic to anything or are you straight?
When I order when I order things, I'm pretty efficient as well. Like my ADHD kicks in. So like by the time they get to me, I have everything.
You
the drink
know
orders,
your orders?
I have the drink orders, the appetizer orders, and the entrees. I get them all at once. I give them my credit card right there.
Yeah. Right.
We don't need anything else.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is it. I'm very efficient. I'm not going to make you. I don't like the formality of like, well, let me get you your water. I'll be right back. What type of water? Then they come back and like, what type of drink? Fuck face.
Wait, but that's
I'm done. I'm ready.
That's part of the experience, though. Depending. I mean, I like a paced out dinner. I mean, I like spending 2 hours at a restaurant if the food is good enough. Sushi Nakazawa, they just feed you a bite of sushi.
Joyang like, Summers? What?
Joyang Summers. She just feeds you a bite of sushi like every 10 minutes.
Where is this?
That I went to a place with Tim Dillon in Austin that was the best
Uchi?
Sushi place I've ever had.
Is it Uchi?
No, it wasn't Uchi.
Uchi's so
it
good.
It was called Sushi by Scratch. I believe that's what it's called. It's just sushi.
It doesn't sound real.
This place, it was fucking retarded. It was the same thing. It was one bite of sushi, and it was the chef, Phil.
And he would tell you where the fish was from.
Yep.
He's like, this is from Norway. We just got it this morning.
Shout out from Phil. They would like they had aged fish. They had a bunch of different fucking like. It was 20 courses.
Yeah.
And he literally, there was no chopsticks. They
just
fucking
bite by bite.
Put it on
so
the
good.
Plate in front of you, and you just fucking. It was, I mean, every bite. I ate fucking jellyfish. I would never eat jellyfish in a million fucking years, except this place. Every bite was better than the last. They have, there's a few of them. There's one in New York as well, which I can't wait to go to. But that was the best sushi place I've ever had in my entire life. And it was just, it was the experience. It was them rolling it out, the presentation.
So I'm right, you're wrong.
Well, it depends. I mean, if I'm just going to fucking Roomba Cubano with my family,
yes,
I got
of
it.
Course, of course.
I do the waiter's job. I literally get everyone's orders. I literally order for everybody before. I do the whole fucking job for them. You want me.
You get all the boys' orders, and you're like, girls, no food.
No food for the girls. Gals, watch us eat.
Lewis is in the back like, yes, chef.
All right, this was a good show.
Don't tell me when I'm ending my show.
I know, but it feels
we
right.
We are ending. It is now. It's 2
o'clock.
It feels
o'clock. Right.
We're ending it.
It feels
right.
good.
Thank you guys for watching today's show. You guys are the best. This is the last show of the year. Support Karen and Drew and everything that they do and the baby that's probably growing inside of her right
no,
now.
No, we hope not.
Oh, no.
I flipped my legs up this morning.
Oh,
he got
no.
so mad.
She's fucking retarded. She'll be like, come inside me and then do a handstand. I'm like, stop doing that. Are you...
That's psychotic behavior.
She's insane.
That's crazy behavior, Karen. Listen, you guys are the shit. We love you guys.
You think that thing still works?
No, that's why I'm like, what are you doing? You're fooling
when
yourself.
When you come in here, it sounds like a spittoon in the Old West. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Yeah, it echoes.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, babe.
No, it doesn't.
It's because it's bottomless.
Hello.
All right, you guys are the shit. We love you guys. We'll be back on Wednesday with the first show of the year. This was the last show of the year, so thank you guys for watching. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
When they making noise.